Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
$23.76, tax included.
Boy, Richard, that's really neat.
Yeah, it's too big for me, but my mom says I'll grow into it.
My mother always says that, too. Only trouble is, by the time I grow into something, it's usually all worn out. Hey, is that real genuine leather?
Well, sure. Go ahead. Feel it, Beef. Hey, you want to see something else?
Well, sure.
This pocket's got a lock on it.
Hey, that's a key. What's a lock for?
Well, this is where you keep your valuables.
Do you have any valuables?
No, but I'm thinking of getting some.
Oh. Hey, Richard, would you mind hanging around for a while? I want my mom and dad to see this jacket. Well, they might buy me one just like it.
You think they will?
I don't know. They're funny about buying me things like jackets. Well, if it was underwear, they'd buy me all I wanted.
Oh, hi, you guys.
Hi, Wally. We weren't messing with any of your stuff.
Hey, Wally, where are Mom and Dad?
I think they went downtown to look for some new drapes for the living room.
Well, when'll they be back?
I don't know. I guess that depends on how long it takes Dad to convince Mom we don't need him.
Oh. Hey, Wally, look at Richard's new jacket. Isn't it neat?
Hey, boy, it's got everything on it but relish.
What are you talking about? It costs $23.76.
Tax included. And I'm going to ask Mom and Dad if they'll buy me one.
Look, babe, I can't hang around anymore. My mom expects me home. I just dropped by to let you admire it and feel a genuine leather.
Well, look, Rich. Well, can't you call up your mom and tell her you're going to be a little late just tonight?
Okay.
Hey, Wally. What do you think's the best way to ask him?
What are you talking about?
You know, some way to get him in a good mood first or something.
Gee, that stuff never works. Ever since we were little kids, any time we ever washed our hands or combed our hair without being told, they always knew we were after something.
They did?
Sure. They know all the tricks.
Yeah. Yes, you're right, Wally.
Well, sure, they're wise to everything. Let's face it, it's the kids that are stupid.
Yeah. It's a wonder kids ever grow up smart enough to be parents.
Look, if you're going to ask for something as expensive as a jacket, you might as well come right out and ask them. Because the price may kill it right away. And you save a lot of arguing.
There they are.
My mom says I have to go right home.
It's okay, they're here. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Well, hello there, Beaver.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Cleveland.
How are you,
Richard?
You were gone a long time.
Yeah, we were looking at some drapers.
Yeah, I knew.
Oh, your mother finally decided we didn't need them.
Mrs. Cleaver, how do you like my keen new jacket?
Well, say now, Richard, that is beautiful. Isn't it, Warren?
Yes, it's real keen.
Show him the lock, Richard.
Right here.
Say, that's really something.
Well, I'm just keeping baseball cards in it until I get some real valuables. I gotta go now, Beef.
Okay.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver. See you, Beef.
Well, Richard. Dad, could I please have a jacket like that?
Well, isn't that your mother's department?
Well, it costs a lot of money, so I figured you'd want to be in on it, too.
Beaver, there's nothing wrong with your other jacket, is there?
Well, sometimes the zipper doesn't work, and there's a button missing off the cuff, well, and there's a melted candy bar in the pocket from when I left it on the radiator at school.
Well, I'm sure it could be fixed up. How much does a jacket like Richard's cost?
$23.76, tax included.
Well, boy's jacket? Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
But it'll last a long time, Dad. And I'll bet you could even buy it big enough so I could wear it when I go to college.
Beaver, with anything this expensive, I think it has to be up to your father.
Tell you what, you go on in the den. We'll talk about it in a second.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll talk him out of it.
If you bought it for me now, Dad, I wouldn't want anything for my birthday for the next 2 years.
Sit down, Beaver. I'll explain something to you. Son, your mother and I have always seen to it that you and Wally had everything you really needed in the way of clothes, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
But you already have a good jacket, so there's no reason for buying you another one, is there?
No, Dad.
See, it's a matter of learning that you can't always have everything the other fellow has.
No, Dad.
You do understand, don't you, Beaver?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Then it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see, Beav, it's not as though I were refusing to buy you something you really need.
No, sir.
Well, Beav, if I were to buy you the jacket, and I say if, how do I know you'd take care of it?
See, Dad, I wouldn't kick it around. I'd take care of it honest.
All right, son, I'll tell you what. I guess on Monday, your mother can take you down and buy you one.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
All over?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you talked him out of it. That's a ridiculous price to pay for a jacket, especially when he didn't need it. Well, there's sometimes when you just have to say no.
Yeah, yeah, except this wasn't one of them.
What?
I told him he could have one.
Well, I thought you were the one that said...
I know, but... Well, he just looked so darn sad sitting there. I started putting myself in his place, and... Well, the minute I did that, I knew I was dead.
I wish the Beaver would hurry up. He's going to be late for school.
He's up in his room, standing in front of the mirror with his jacket on.
I don't know what he's gotten such a kick out of anything.
Yeah, he just keeps zipping it and unzipping it to see how he looks best. You'd think he was Frankie Avalon.
Hi, Mom. I got my new jacket on.
Morning, Beaver.
Well, Beaver, it looks very nice on you, too.
Thank you, Mom.
There you are. As soon as I can, I'm going to sew your name tape in there. Don't want to take any chances with that jacket.
Yeah, it'll be good to have my name in my jacket. Because right now, if I got killed or anything... They'd have to look at my underwear to know who I was.
Boy, Richard, losing your new jacket the second day you had it. That must practically be the world's record.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you think you lost it?
I know where I lost it.
Where?
At that house they're building over on Madison Street. Me and Whitey figured we'd go in and pick up some nails, and I took my jacket off and hung it over the hydrant so I wouldn't take a chance of ripping it.
Well... And you went inside the house?
Yeah, but I kept looking out every 10 seconds to make sure nobody took it. Last time I looked, it wasn't there.
Well, did you check the lost and found at school?
That's where I just came from. And all they had was a pair of girls' galoshes, a hair ribbon, and a sweatshirt with Crusader Rabbit on it.
Boy, I'm glad I'm not you. What are you going to do about the jacket, Richard?
Well, I was thinking of something. I don't know if you want to do it, though.
What do you want me to do?
Well, look, both our jackets are exactly alike. So I figured I could go home with you, and you could go upstairs and throw your jacket out the window to me, and I could wear it home.
Yeah, but then tomorrow morning when I went to school, I wouldn't have a jacket.
No, I covered that, too. I'll come over tomorrow morning early and sneak the jacket back to you, and you can wear it out of the house.
See, where'd you get an idea like that?
Well, two guys did it on television, except they used a dead body.
See, I don't know.
Well, look, it's a great idea.
Yeah, but it sounds like one of those great ideas that kids end up getting clobbered for.
But we'll only have to do it for a day or two till my jacket turns up.
Well, maybe.
Well, gee, Beav, you gotta do it. I'm your best friend, aren't I?
You're always telling me that, so I guess you must be.
Hi, Mom. I was home and I didn't spill anything on my jacket.
Oh, well, that's fine. Want a glass of milk?
No, thanks. I'm going upstairs.
Hey,
Dad.
Oh, son, your breakfast ready. And tell your brother to come down, too.
Okay, Dad.
Something the matter?
I thought I saw a shadow go past the window. Must be some sort of bird.
Hi, Wally.
Yeah, hi. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
You're not going to squeal on me, are you, Wally?
I might. Depends on how much trouble I could get into.
You see, Wally, Richard lost his jacket, so I'm letting him wear mine home at night, and he brings it back every morning.
Peter, are you kidding? You'll never get away with a goofy thing like this. You're going to get yourself in big trouble.
Gee, Wally, how can I get in big trouble? I'm just helping Richard.
Listen, anytime you help Richard, you're bound to get in big trouble. I think he's in the bathroom getting washed up.
Beaver, hurry up. Your father says he can drive you to school this morning. Well, Beaver, why would you put your jacket on before you get washed?
Well, maybe that way he doesn't have to wash so much.
Yeah, maybe that's why I did it.
Oh, Beaver, look at your jacket. For goodness sakes, you got a spot on it already.
Well, gee, Mom, it's not my fault if Richard's a sloppy eater.
Richard had to do with your getting a spot in your jacket.
Oh, well, you see, the other day, we ate sort of close together in the cafeteria, and I guess he sort of spilled something on me.
Oh, well, honey, hurry up. Your father's waiting.
Okay, Mom.
Boy, Beaver, how close can you get?
I don't know, but I don't want to get any closer than that.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Mr. Cleaver. Could I see Beaver?
Yeah, sure. He's upstairs. Oh, say, tell him to hurry up, will you? I haven't had his breakfast yet.
Yes, sir.
Who was at the door?
Well, it was Richard, and he seems awfully anxious to see Beaver about something.
Oh.
What do you mean you don't have my jacket?
Well, something kind of happened.
What do you mean something kind of happened?
Well, my mom saw the spot on the sleeve last night and sent it to the cleaners.
Well, it's been nice knowing you guys.
Gee, Richard, what do we do now?
Well, we can just tell your mom we decided to wear sweaters today.
Yeah, I guess we could get away with it for one day. But when will my jacket be back from the cleaners?
In a little bit.
When in a little bit?
About a week.
A week? Boy, Richard, why didn't you tell your mother it wasn't your jacket?
Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
You'd really have me get in trouble?
Well, sure.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to decide about the new drapes. Honey, do you think this beige or the eggshell's better?
Gee, I don't know, Mom. But how come you want to change the ones we've got?
Well, Wally, they've been up for a long time. You wouldn't keep wearing the same shirt day after day, would you?
Well, sure, if I could get away with it.
Well, Polly? While you're using your brother, I've been waiting for him to come home so I could talk to him.
Oh, you found out, huh?
Found out what?
Oh, nothing. Well, just whatever it is that you wanted to talk to him about.
Well, I just wanted to tell him to try to get down to breakfast on time tomorrow. Has he done something I should have found out about?
Well, gee, Mom, how should I know? I mean, he could do something that would mean nothing to me, but it'd be a disaster to you and Dad. So I'll just forget about it.
Sunrise Coral.
What a crazy sports shirt that'd make.
Hello. Oh, yeah, just a minute. I'll get him. Beaver, telephone.
Be right down, Dad.
Who is it?
Well, from the way he spoke up, I think it's Richard. He's the only friend of Beaver's who doesn't sound like he's afraid of grown-ups.
Hello? Oh, hello, Richard.
Hey, Beav, guess what happened? I got my jacket back at the Lost and Found today.
Hey, that's neat.
Yeah, I got it hid out in the garage.
What do you got out there for?
Because my mom thinks my jacket's at the cleaners.
Oh, yeah. But what am I going to do?
Oh, that's right. You need it for school tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, why don't you bring it over right now?
Well, I can't. They won't let me out of the house at night since I got a D in citizenship. For hitting a girl on school property.
But I sort of got to have it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll come over to your house tomorrow morning early, and you can haul my jacket up on the roof.
Okay, I guess I could do that. And remember to be on time.
Look, Beav, I'm doing you a big favor. Now, how many other guys would go through all the trouble to get you out of the mess you got yourself in?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll see you, Richard.
Beaver? What was that conversation all about?
Oh, that wasn't a conversation, Mom. I was just talking to Richard.
Wally, didn't I tell you and your brother to get down to breakfast on time this morning?
Gee, Mom, he spends an awful lot of time in the bathroom getting washed up.
If he just paid more attention to the time, he... What's that?
Oh, gee, Dad, I don't see anything.
Well, of course you do. That jacket going up in the air there.
Oh, you mean that jacket going up on a rope there?
What's going on around here?
I don't know, but I intend to find out.
Hey, Richard, beat it.
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Dad. I was just coming down for breakfast.
Beaver, take off that jacket. I want to have a look at it.
Gee, Dad, if I do that, I'll be late for school.
Beaver, do what your father tells you.
Yes, Mom.
Richard Rickover.
What are you doing with Richard's jacket?
Oh, well, I
think it's very plain what he's been doing with it. Beaver lost his jacket, and he's been sneaking Richard's in the house so we wouldn't know he lost it.
Beaver, what a terrible thing to do.
I know it's a terrible thing to do, Mom, but that's not what I've been doing.
Well, then what have you been doing?
Well, it's not much better, but here goes. You see, Dad, a couple of days ago, Richard lost his jacket. Well, so I've been coming home here and throwing mine out the window so he could wear it home. And then in the morning, he'd come over here, and I'd pull it back up on a rope.
So that's why you've been coming down late every morning for breakfast.
Sure, Mom. No guy could do that much washing.
I see. Well, then, this is your jacket with Richard's name in it.
Oh, no, sir. That's Richard's jacket with Richard's name in it.
Well, I thought you said that one was lost.
Yeah, but it got found again.
Well, all right. Then where is your jacket?
At the cleaners.
Is there any use asking how it got there?
Oh, yes, sir. You see, Richard's mother, well, she thought my dirty jacket was Richard's dirty jacket, so she sent it to the cleaners.
Well, you're just going to have to be punished for this, Beaver.
But why, Mom? I didn't do anything wrong, and I got my jacket cleaned for nothing.
Well, Beaver, I don't think it was right you're sneaking the jacket in and out of the house to Richard.
But gee, Dad, if I didn't, he would have got yelled at. And when you know how bad it is to get yelled at, you'd do almost anything to keep a friend of yours from getting yelled at.
Yes, well, I think we'd better talk about this a little later.
Beaver, you just go downstairs now and have your breakfast.
Yes, Buff.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to call Richard's mother up and tell her the jacket we have here is Richard's and the one they sent to the cleaners is Beaver's.
No, dear, I wouldn't do that. I think we should just let the boys swap jackets on their own. I wouldn't want any other parents to be as confused as I feel right now. What are you doing, dear?
Sewing a name tape in Beaver's jacket.
You're sure that's Beaver's now?
Oh, yes. Beaver went over to Richard's today and picked it up.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad it's finally settled. I thought we'd...
Hello? Oh, yes. Oh, he did? Well, could you hold on a minute while I speak to my husband?
Who is it?
It's Richard's mother. I think it's starting all over again.
What's starting all over?
About the jackets. She thinks the boys have them switched. She got Richard's back from the cleaners today, and she looked in his closet, and there's a dirty one hanging there, and she's sure it's Beaver's.
Well, if we tell her what happened now, she'll wonder why we held back so long.
She's also going to wonder why we let her clean Beaver's jacket.
Well, that is a problem, isn't it?
Yes. I have to get dinner started, dear. You explain it to her.
Oh, June! Hello, Mrs. Rickover? This is Mr. Cleaver. Yeah, well, Mrs. Rickover, I'll tell you what happened. It was kind of funny.
Next on TV Land, a very special episode of Family Ties, in part because, to us, they're all very special. But this one, well, it's just special among special. Really. So stay tuned.